Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right, well, we just finished the 10-week party, and it started about 2.5, almost 3 hours ago, and man, oh man, my voice is hoarse. Like, this is crazy. So three studios all came together for one amazing party. Plus ones were allowed. There was bowling for the kids. There was food for the food and stuff for the family. And it was just an awesome group. I realize I may have forgotten something. I'm going to check here quick. All right, we're all set. Nope, never mind. It was a great night, great activities, stellar experience. Some of my takeaways, make it family friendly. You don't have to like make it kid oriented because people brought their kids, but they were able to like bowl and have fun and parents can now bring them if they otherwise couldn't. So I really liked that. Make it family friendly too also means people are going to be a little more mature with alcohol. No one had overdone it tonight, but people for sure had their one or two drinks, and that was great. I'm sure a few people had three, but everyone was classy and kept it good. So I really loved it and appreciate it. Each club shouted out their own members. So when you get a big hodgepodge of like, so one brand, three clubs, or three different locations all in one setting, it's easy to talk to your couple people that you know, but people still like are hanging out with each other and hung out, which is great. And folks who want to be extrovert, you grab a drink, you could hang out, you could talk food. If you want to be introvert, you can bowl or do an activity and not be so like intense on like the one-on-one conversations. But it was very loud, very uplifting, very encouraging. People are shouting each other out. For the challenge, they showed like the top three winners per location, and then like the grand prize winner per location. And that was really cool because no matter what location was presenting, everyone in the room, probably like all 100, 150 people that were there, probably 150 people, because the plus ones, they were all whooping and hollering, shouting. Like it was like going to a Vikings game, like, or a Twins game. It was just loud shouting, saying stuff like, "You go, you're the best," or just like, "Yeah," or clapping. Like everyone was excited. Everyone was enthralled. Everyone was winning together. It's the kind of crowd where like, you know, like when you go to like a kid's sport event and like your little kid wins and like you're the only ones clapping. Imagine if every parent clapped for every kid. Like that was the environment. Like that was insane. Like that's the squad that I want to be a part of. That's the crew of people who are there. Everyone who was there is on their own health journey. I'd say maybe like out of 150 people, maybe three people were like body. No, there wasn't even one bodybuilder there. Like everyone, like maybe four people were like really good shape. Like, wow, they've been hitting the diets, they've been hitting the gym. Like, wow, they are in prime physical shape. But like, that's at most four. Like, I probably just saw like one or two people like that. But like the other 145 were like normal people. Some are more shape. Some are in the beginning phase of their journey. Dude, everyone was happy to be there. Everyone was happy that the other people would be there. Everyone was upbeat, interactive. I just can't stop talking about the community and the engagement. No one felt like an outsider. I walked up and I cold introed myself to like four different people. Everyone was smiley, very warm to respond back, introduce themselves. And some people are more extrovert, some are more introvert. I kind of wanted to push the envelope. I wanted to see like how welcoming are these people to some nice guy that's walking up and introducing himself, and like how do they feel about that? And dude, like no one like stuck their nose up at it. It was so cool. I cannot get over it. The folks that won the grand prizes, like congrats, they crushed it. The folks that were run-ups, my goodness, everyone had like amazing results. And folks that did not make it to the screen, like there are folks there I thought were for sure gonna make it, and they had amazing results, and they just happened to not show up on the screen. And so man, all in all, what a great night. Driving home with a smile on my face. The seller is definitely very charismatic, very good at owning a crowd, very good at hyping up the room. And I'm sure I'll grow to that prevalence and the practice and experience. Maybe get some coaching to improve my stage presence to be like that. Not to be a comedian, but the guy that owns the stage and not quite a Donald Trump, but someone that when they walk up to the top front of the room, you know that they own the room. Like, or Barack Obama. We'll just go like apolitical, like someone that can just smile. They've got that something, that gusto, that charisma, that people just know, like, that's the guy. He's the man. If you disagree with him in that moment, like, yeah, he's the man. Like, all the girls want to date that guy. Like, or I don't know. All the guys want to date that guy. I don't know. I'm just smiling because I don't know how to put words into it. But definitely owning the room, having the confidence, presenting, encouraging, acknowledging that, like, hey, even if someone still has a long ways to go, but they crushed this past challenge, that is what it's all about. It's the journey. It's not the destination. It's the focus and the goal setting and accomplishing little wins that turn into big wins, which turn into major wins. And that progress starts at the bottom of a slope. And sometimes you start like deep in a pit. Sometimes you start on a pretty easy spot. But no matter what, when you're on a journey, you always start somewhere. And that's what's important. And that's what matters. And to not discount anybody because they started in a different spot than you. Everyone matters. Everyone is valuable. And everyone and their goals are worth celebrating. So pumped about it. Stoked about it. Dude, I cannot wait to lock and load on this thing. Yeah. I'm definitely going to keep the parties rolling. I'm not cutting that off at all. I don't know whoever thinks stopping those parties is a good idea, but these parties are stellar, stellar smart. And yeah, that's, I don't know. And it'll drive safe.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.